everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Out slightly earlier this week because of a very hectic schedule in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We're putting the show out this week on Friday morning, and that's because there's some matches actually taking place this afternoon. Ashton United taking on Whitby Town. Massive game, of course. So the show is out slightly earlier. No manager's interviews, therefore, because we normally record the interviews on Friday. So apologies for that. But there's 6 points on offer this weekend for a lot of sides, and six crucial points for a lot of sides as well. But James Hayes is still with us. Hello, James. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm a bit tired. We're pre-recording the show this week on Wednesday. I've only just got back from Whitby. It's a long trip, that. It's a long trip.
Well, in fairness, I'm making the same trip up there on the 13th, so...
That's right, everyone. try the fish. It's good. Very good. Anyway, speaking of the great Seasiders, we will be joined by Andrew Snaith later from Whitby Town Radio for a fixture preview for not just Saturday's games, but also Bank Holiday Monday's games. It's a big weekend ahead in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. That said, James, it was a pretty big weekend last weekend, and what a result for Ashton United. A 5-2 win over Radcliffe. What a result that is, James.
Yeah, in fairness, Ashton came and played football, particularly in the second half. Obviously, obviously they're still well and truly in the playoff race at the moment with four teams on same maximum points at this moment too. So for Ashton United, that's a massive result. And I think obviously with two big games coming up over the next couple of days, it's a vital one for them now straight away.
Yeah, obviously Ashton United, we mentioned it with Steve Cunningham a couple of weeks ago. A series of difficult games, going back to the Guiseley draw. Then they had to play Bradford Park Avenue. They beat Lancaster 5-0. They beat Worksop 2-0. Then they had that tricky game against Infon Gainsborough. 5-2 against Radcliffe. What did Echo and the Bunny Men say? Nothing ever lasts forever. Unfortunately, runs do come to an end. Macclesfield on Tuesday, a 2-0 win for Michael Clegg's side there at Hurst Cross. Follow on from the 3-0 win for Macclesfield on Saturday at home to Morpeth Town. Tunde Owolabi scoring a hat-trick in that game, incidentally, on Saturday. So maximum points for Macclesfield and putting an end to that great run for Ashton United on Tuesday.
Yeah, so with Macclesfield's 3-0, obviously Morpeth, Tunde Owolabi, we know what he's like in this league. As for the Ashton result, they had to keep a sent off early in the second half. Had it not been for, I can't remember who went in net for that, it was one of the midfielders who went in net during the second half. So for Macclesfield, it was a very good 6 points, but a hard-earned 6 points.
Well, Macclesfield up to third position. They've been pretty much outside the playoff spots now, sixth or seventh, for a while. That's how big this week's been for Macclesfield. Maximum points. And it goes to show you as well the potential for this weekend's matches as well, not just for Macclesfield, but across the league with back-to-back games on Saturday and on Monday. So Macclesfield up to third, 4 points inside the playoffs now and a point behind Warrington Rylands. Macclesfield, incidentally, do have a game in hand. Just to go back to what you said earlier about Ashton United, they're tied with Worksop Town on 55 points. Both Worksop and Ashton, 6 points outside the playoffs. We'll cover off more about those places just beneath the playoff line in a second or two. But in the playoffs on Saturday, there was also a big game at Ewan Fields. Hyde United taking on Warrington Rylands, and that game finished 0-0. A satisfactory result. I think both sets of managers would have liked the maximum points, but a point is still a good point when you're taking on a fellow playoff contender.
Yeah, and I'm just going to mention it now straight away. On Easter Monday, Rylands are hosting Marine, Macclesfield travel to Hyde. So obviously the next fixtures are going to be crucial, more for the fact just to try and keep guard. Obviously, Guiseley will lose their Bank Holiday Monday fixture. Radcliffe don't play on Easter Saturday because of Mask United's resignation. Worksop Town have got a strong picture going into that too. So what we're saying now is going to be decided. This could be the deciding weekend, in fairness there.
Well, Hyde United now in fifth position, 3 points inside the playoffs. Warrington Rylands, as we mentioned, in second position, 5 points inside the playoffs. We will have a monthly show next week, incidentally, where we're going to go for all the permutations because I need to invest in some kind of abacus where I can work all this out. But we are getting down now to every point feels like a really important one at this stage of the season. That takes us to Marine. Marine with a 2-0 win over Lancaster City. Lancaster now in 10th, 11 points from the playoffs with just five games remaining. So I think it's probably a tall order for them getting into the playoffs, but a decent effort post-Christmas. But Marine, they go on 61 points, 3 points inside the playoffs, 2 points behind Warrington Rylands and a point behind Macclesfield. Marine have played a game more, though, than Macclesfield, but they do have a game in hand on Hyde, who also sit on 61 points.
Yeah, unfortunately for Lancaster, unless the pretty much every team above them draws, that unfortunately does rule them out of the playoffs as such. But obviously, 1,000 people at Giant Axe on a non-league day. Obviously, all credit to Marine, their run continues, and we've got Bobby Grant still scoring.
Well, Marine, it's back-to-back wins in the league. Obviously, they beat Geyser, didn't they, in the previous game? And let's go to Geyser now. Geyser losing on Saturday to Ilkeston Town by 2-1. So, Geyser, that's why there's a little bit of a gap all of a sudden between Marine and Geyser of 3 points. We often say it, James, taking on those mid-table sides who looking towards next season, players playing for their slots in next season's squad and that kind of thing, and wanting to end the season on a bit of a high with the pressure off. That's a challenge for the teams in the playoff positions and around that playoff line.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to lose, but I think that's a very, very crucial defeat when you consider the fact they've got Rylands workshop coming up over the next 10 days. So they've got to go and get results out of there to have an opportunity in the playoffs, you feel now. Obviously, got Lancaster City coming up on Saturday and no game on the Easter Monday. So again, when you look at the fifth place sides, everyone, all of them got capable of 76, so they're not out of contention there. And they have got a game in hand on Hyde too. So it's not the end of the world, but you start to think, particularly that game with Worksop Town coming up on the 6th, I think that's going to be the key fixture for both of them sides in this playoff race going forward.
And that takes us then to Worksop Town. We mentioned it earlier, they're tied on 55 points. They've still got seven games remaining, though, like Ashton United. Worksop Town, 6 points outside the playoff positions. A 2-1 win over Bradford Park Avenue. We'll cover off the relegation places in a second or two, but that's an important result that for Worksop Town. And, you know, back-to-back wins now. Obviously, we had Craig Perry on the show last week following the Macclesfield win. They might have got back into form at the right time, Worksop.
They have indeed. Again, coming into what the game they've got this weekend against Hyde United. So great times going to that form. That game in hand looking like the main fixture there for Worksop Town, but they know the fact they've got to get big results out of the next two fixtures. Well, two out of three next fixtures. Obviously, Rylands could be a big game on the 20th.
Just to clarify, though, as well, because you might get a bit lost with the league table and, you know, with the games in hand and that kind of thing. James mentioned it before about this 76-point mark. That's the maximum that Ashton United, Worksop, Geyser and Hyde United can get. So you could look at the league table, go Hyde United in fifth, 61 points, you know, 6 points ahead of Ashton United and Worksop. But Worksop and Ashton have two games in hand. Would you rather have the points on the board? Whatever. But you get the idea. So 76 points is the maximum total. The playoff race is still very much on. Marine, incidentally, the maximum they can get is 79. So they're not completely safe yet either. And just to clarify the current position with regards to the title race after Radcliffe's defeat on Saturday, it's still very much in their hands. But Macclesfield, their maximum points tally is 83, Warrington, Rylands 81, and Radcliffe are currently on 77. So they can kind of get it done this weekend if results go a certain way, but it's looking likely that we're going to go into April, isn't it? You
Yeah,
reckon?
so Macclesfield needs 7 points as it stands. I mean, obviously that the Geyser and Hyde results mean they guaranteed themselves a top five, even with losing the fixture. They've got 7 points for the title, same as last week, but it's looking likely it could be Matlock at home, which incidentally, back in 1997, is the last when Radcliffe won the first division at Step Three. They won it against Matlock, so.
Obviously, we'll cover off this weekend's fixtures and what Radcliffe can do and what Rylands could do and what Macclesfield could do, as well as that playoff race as well. And as you hinted before, I mean, Monday's one of the reasons, dear listener, why we're not doing interviews this week, because, wow, it's just epic, isn't it? Bank holiday Monday in the Northern Premier League. We mentioned Lancaster City. What about Whitby Town? Whitby Town, a 5-1 win over Matlock Town on Saturday. Brilliant result that for Whitby Town, getting back to winning ways after a bit of a bump in the road in recent weeks. That's the problem, isn't it? With games in hand, you have to play the Tuesday night games, and it starts to catch up with you in the end. And that was true for Whitby this week. They took on FC United on Tuesday. FC United winning that game. They do have 18 points left available to them this season, so not completely out of it. 11 points the gap, though.
If you're listening in early doors on Friday, obviously Whitby are travelling to Ashton. That's a that obviously that's going to decide Whitby's season realistically. Getting a top 10 finish isn't bad in this type with how the season's gone as well in that case.
Just to mention for Matlock Town as well, obviously it's been announced this week that Marty Carruthers has departed Causeway Lane. We obviously heard from Martin numerous times on the show, sending our best wishes to Martin. And it's also been announced at Matlock Town that Adam Yates and Mark Atkins will take over at the club on an interim basis to the end of the season. So big breaking news there at Matlock Town this week. But for FC United, I think that's three straight wins now for FC United. A 2-1 win away at Whitby on Tuesday. That was a follow-on from FC United defeating Basford United by 2-0 in front of over 2,300 fans there at Broadhurst Park on non-league day. FC United moving up to 14th now in the league table and 2 points behind Morpeth and Ilkeston. So a mid-table finish is suddenly on all of a sudden for FC. They've awoken.
Well, you keep the run going. Top 10 finish might not be out of the question at this moment, too. Again, especially with Ashton, Whitby, and Lancaster's remaining fixtures there and games returning to looking at that. 3 wins in a row and 2 of them against sides. We did say on the monthly show they had to record wins against realistically, get dragging into that relegation fight. But yeah, all rosy now for FC United. There's only one team in that bottom three that can catch them. They've still got the chance to end the season on a winning record. Obviously, with 6 games left, if they can finish the season on that, I think that's going to be a good end to the campaign, I feel. They've not drawn a lot of games this year. Puts that bit of morale into you, I think, at the same time.
Not me, James. I'm an impartial observer.
You know what I mean?
I was in Whitby for the fish and chips. I wasn't there for any other reason on Tuesday night. It's ridiculous. What do you mean I sound like the commentator on FC Radio who commented on the game? No, not me. Anyway, back to this league table then. And Gainsborough Trinity in 11th. A 4-2 victory for them over Workington on Saturday. Gainsborough Trinity getting back to winning ways after that Ashton United defeat. They've just carried on, haven't they? And not let the Ashton result get to them.
Yeah, again, one of the form teams at this moment in time. Going to the last weeks of the season, does anyone want to play Gainsborough Trinity in this form?
68 points is their maximum they can get.
Yeah, that's it. It's not out of the question.
Oh, you know what? People might think we're taking the mick, but we love a good underdog story. And Gainsborough have got Bamber Bridge next, Stafford Rangers, Lancaster City, Hyde, which could be a playoff 6-pointer at that point, Matlock, Bradford Park Avenue, and they finished the season off with Radcliffe, who probably will be on the beach or going off to the Millgate Shopping Centre in Bury, won't they, to Lun Poly. So you never know. But certainly, a bit like FC United, if Gainsborough under Russ Wilcox could finish the season well, like they are doing, then that does bode very well for the summer, doesn't it? So
yeah. But again, another great turnaround from the start of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's Gainsborough Trinity. Now, we've covered off all the results, I think, from Saturday. We've just missed one off, and this was a big result. We mentioned the defeats for Bradford Park Avenue at home to Worksop Town and Basford United's defeat away at FC United. What could Stafford Rangers do? They were taking on Bamber Bridge. Stafford Rangers won this game by 2-0. That brings Stafford Rangers back into things. They're 3 points behind Basford United, a point behind Bradford Park Avenue. Stafford played the same number of games as Basford, but have a game in hand on Bradford Park Avenue. The only problem at the minute for Stafford is just the goal difference, but that's a big win. A big win on Saturday, isn't it?
Massive win from straight away. Obviously, it stops a 3-game losing streak. Their big fixture coming up is not one of their own. It's going to be, can they get a result when Bradford and Basford play each other in a few weeks' time? They needed that result, and it was a great one there. Again, we're saying about teams we're building for next year. It's safe to say Bamber Bridge doing that. For Stafford Rangers, it just brings a very interesting run in this moment in time. And again, that Basford-Bradford match is one they'll be looking at when they go play. Well, they've got Alvin Collins the same weekend as it stands, so we're ready for a massive 6-point shootout down the bottom end of the table, it seems.
Well, that's all the results with regards to the Premier Division. We will have a big fixture preview of Andrew Snaith in a second or two from Whitby Town Radio. But we are entering the stage of the season now where things are getting decided. And we should just mention the West Division because Leek Town, they've got this 13-point lead up at the top of the table. There's 6 games left of the season. So with a 6-point weekend to come, in the West Division, Leek Town potentially could get it done, potentially. Or Prescott could turn it around completely.
Yeah, so for Leek Town, obviously Hendrick ruined the party last weekend with the draw. But for Leek now, if they can win on Friday, Runcorn Linnets fail to win and Prescott Cables lose, they will be champions this weekend.
And it is a big weekend in the West Division, isn't it? Because on Friday, Leek Town taking on Stalybridge Celtic. Runcorn Linnets, who still mathematically can catch Leek Town, incidentally in third, they're taking on Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town with an eye on getting into the playoffs this weekend, potentially. And then on Saturday, we've got Prescott Cables taking on Clitheroe. But on Monday is where the fun and games all happen. Obviously, I think it's Derby Day, isn't it? A lot of clubs. Leek Town travelling to Newcastle Town, just across the way in Staffordshire. And we've got Prescott Cables taking on Runcorn Linnets. That's a huge game. We'll cover off more of these permutations on next week's monthly show. But James says the cap locks will be out at some point this weekend, won't they? So how could people keep across it all on social media?
Yeah, so the cap locks are already on the X, formerly known as Twitter account, which is Northern Premier League. And then on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes from the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. It's a big future as well for the Northern Premier League Premier Division this weekend. It all gets underway, incidentally, on Friday afternoon. Ashton United taking on Whitby Town, and a man with an opinion on that game, but also all the other games this weekend across 3 days. Over Easter in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. It's a big welcome back to Whitby Town Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. Welcome back to the show.
How you been? Great to be back.
Big, big, busy weekend, isn't it? To say the least. We're obviously putting the show out slightly earlier this week to make sure that we can have an opinion on Ashton United against Whitby Town. Obviously, Whitby Town, a win on Saturday, a defeat midweek to FC United. 11 points to the playoffs, 18 points still on the table. It's a tall ask. It would be almost impossible with a defeat at Earls Cross on Friday. It's a big game, but it's a big game for Ashton United, of course, 6 points from the players themselves.
I think that is the story, Ben, to be fair, right? I think, unfortunately, Whitby's indifferent form has cast them out of the playoff picture. But Ashton very much still there. And with just 3 defeats in the league at home this season, they've still got every chance of causing some problems for the sides above them. Yeah, it's going to be almost be must win until the end of the season for those sides and chasing the top 5 positions that are outside it at the moment. It does seem like it's starting to finally fragment a little bit. Ashton at home, I think they've got a great chance. Whitby are a very strange side, Ben, as you may have witnessed personally. They create a lot of chances, but they often don't take them. It seems like they took all their chances on Saturday against Matlock, winning 5-1. But that seems to take into account all the chances that they created in the games either side of it. And you saw Whitby back at the usual tricks on Tuesday, creating loads of chances but not taking any of them. So that's been the story for Whitby. Lots of good creative play, but not good enough in front of goal. And it looks like that's cost them.
Whitby, incidentally, will be taking on Morpeth Town on Monday. Both games will be live on Whitby Town Radio, and we'll make sure we give a plug to both those matches and the brilliant commentary team of Whitby Town Radio shortly. Just concentrating around that playoff line, because Ashton United, they are in eighth, they are on 55 points, 6 points outside the playoffs, but they do have those games in hand. And there's actually four teams at the moment who've got the potential to get to 76 points. Ashton United is one of them. Worksop's one of them. Guys is one of them. And Hyde United is the other. Marine, incidentally, could get to 79. So it's very, very close. And that takes us to Saturday's matches. Well, where should we start? Let's start with the team in fourth. Marine travelling to Matlock Town. Matlock Town, obviously, Martin Carruthers departing the club this week. Adam Yates and Mark Atkins coming in there. Marine, they've not just got that game on Saturday against Matlock, who will have that new management bounce. They've got Rylands away on Monday. Wow. And that's and they're not alone in that. This is a big weekend, and we'll come to those other big games shortly because there's a few.
Yeah, it's crazy, Ben. It's crazy. I mean, you would think if it goes with form, even taking into account, as you mentioned, the new manager bounce, Marine should have way too much for Matlock on Saturday. But then, yes, that huge game in the Northwest with Warrington Rylands. I mean, there's just 2 points between those four sides from second to fifth. And obviously, guys, they're also snapping at Hyde's ankles there in sixth, and Worksop with that extra game in hand as well in seventh alongside Ashton. So it's a fascinating picture. But yes, Marine could easily come out of East in second spot. We should obviously be delighted with. Yeah, that should be a real standout fixture on Monday. Looking forward to that one.
Another team who could finish the weekend in second spot is Hyde United, of course. Tied currently with Marine, but they have played a game more. They're 3 points inside the playoffs currently, but as we've discussed, Guiseley, Worksop, Ashton, on a points per game basis, all square at this moment in time. Hyde United this weekend, travelling to Worksop Town on Saturday. Boom, banger, bang. And then Hyde will be hosting Macclesfield on Monday. There's easier weekends, I'll be honest, for Nick Spooner's side, but this is what it's all about now.
Absolutely. Yeah, what a test it will be for them. A couple of brilliant games, I suspect, as well. Albeit, you know, with a lot riding on them. I mean, if I'd come out of those unbeaten, say, or even with 4 points, that's their examination, you know, dealt with almost. Two huge games. As you would say, boom, bang, bang affairs. And that's one of them. I just wanted to very quickly go back as well. We mentioned Warrington Rylands.
Yes.
Their huge game against Marine on Monday. Rylands, I mean, and I was one of them. We were questioning what would happen with the very successful manager moving to Macclesfield. Would they then start to slip? Would they slip out of the top five? Well, they haven't, have they? They've hit the ground running, and full credit to them.
Yeah, Rylands, incidentally, the Marine game we've already touched upon, but Rylands on Saturday will be travelling to Morpeth Town, and we'll cover off that top three in a bit more detail shortly. But with Hyde United, Worksop, and Rylands, we might as well throw them in because they're only 2 points above Hyde United and Marine as things stand. There's plenty of teams there with the ability to take points off one another. That takes us to Guiseley. One game for them this weekend. It's on Saturday. They take on Lancaster City. Lancaster, 11 points outside the playoffs with 15 points left on the table for them. So, but for Guiseley, with everything that's going on elsewhere this weekend, this is a big game against Lancaster.
Absolutely, yeah. Another game where you almost think it's must win for Guiseley. Good side. They're a really good side. I think they've got every chance of ruining things. One of those sides already in the top five. It's really fascinating, actually. It's almost, I mean, I'd love Whitby to be up and amongst it, but I'm saying it now. They're not going to make it. It's almost makes it a little better now as I'm strictly a neutral, just observing this battle for the playoff spots. It's going to be absolutely fascinating for the likes of us, Ben, as journalists in this next few weeks.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because we are impartial people and all that, but that takes me to FC United, bizarrely. Hear me out. We've mentioned Ashton United's game on Good Friday. They obviously follow that up on Monday as they travel to FC United. FC United obviously already taking on Whitby Town this past week. FC United on Saturday will be travelling to Macclesfield. And even though FC United have nothing to play for, they do have the potential here to really upset the apple cart. The pressure's off. We've seen it with Ilkeston this past week as well. These are tricky games for Ashton United and Macclesfield this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. It's when you find out whether these teams do have what it takes to get into those playoff spots at the end of the season. It's as strong an NPL Premier, I think, this season that it's ever been. There are some seriously strong sides up there. I think there's going to be some seriously strong sides that miss out on the top five as well. So much quality in it this time around. I'm sure there'll be maybe a few FC United representatives at the Ashton Whitby game on Friday taking notes ahead of their game against Ashton. I am allowed to call that a derby, aren't I? That's a
Yeah,
proper derby.
It's a derby. Yeah.
I also had to check.
Just to cover off the top three places as well, Radcliffe, clearly the favourites as things stand, a mighty 14-point lead up at the top. Rylands do have a game in hand. Macclesfield currently 15 points behind Radcliffe. They have two games in hand. It's still a tall ask, however, but the maximum points Rylands can get is 81. Macclesfield, 83, and Radcliffe are on 77. And as we know, Radcliffe aren't playing on Saturday, but Radcliffe will be taking on Bradford Park Avenue on Monday. But there is an opportunity for Rylands and Macclesfield to just kick the can down the road ever so slightly, because there was a moment in time where Radcliffe could have sealed the deal on Monday in that game against Bradford Park Avenue. They're going to have to go into April now to achieve that automatic promotion and title success.
Yeah, but we've been checking the fixtures actually for some time. Is it the traditional go to Whitby and win the league on the 13th of April? South Shields did it. It just seems to happen on an annual basis. So yeah, it would be interesting. We'd be like, oh, nice big crowd, bit of a day out in Whitby. I'm sure Radcliffe would take that when they will guarantee top spot. I think they will do it. You know, they've had the odd shake, particularly against Ashton of late, but I think they've got too much to be caught now. But yeah, we've been just doing a little bit of mathematics. When will it be? Will it be the 13th?
It could be. It could be the Matlock game as well, potentially. But yeah. That's the top half of the table. Is that it for promotion teams and playoff chasing teams? I'm going to say no, because we've got Gainsborough Trinity still involved, bouncing back this past week, travelling to Bamber Bridge on Saturday. Gainsborough Trinity currently 14 points outside the playoffs, but with 21 points still left on the table, plenty of teams stumbling above them. Gainsborough have to go back to their old form, don't they, where they were winning every game to achieve that. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but it's a bit like FC United. It's a bit like the other teams that we've mentioned in mid-table in recent weeks. You want to end the season well, don't you, so you can head into the summer with a bit of a spring in your step.
You do, although by your logic, Ben, if Gainsborough are still in the promotion hunt, so Whitby, and
hey,
that's not
the case. Hey, I wasn't the one who said Whitby weren't in the race anymore. That wasn't me. Not
it was me.
It was you.
and many others. Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't know. I know this program's been sponsored by Vimto at some point, but I don't know if it's sponsored by Gainsborough Trinity these days. Can't see it, my friend. I can't see it. But best of luck to him.
If Rob Hughes is listening or Russ Wilcox, I did try. I did try. But Gainsborough, incidentally, on Monday will be taking on Stafford Rangers. And that takes me to the bottom end of the table. If you're wondering from a Matlock perspective what needs to happen, Matlock on 38 points. The max Atherton can get is 40, Stafford 42, Bradford Park Avenue 40, and Basford 45. So essentially, Matlock need to get to 42 at this stage to secure things, really. But I think they're going to be okay. Matlock Town on Monday will be taking on Ilkeston Town just in that Derbyshire derby there. Oh, a Derbyshire derby. That doesn't happen that often, does it?
It doesn't. Ilkeston haven't been in terrible form of late, actually. They've been doing okay. Strong side. I think that'll be a tough one for Matlock. I think the form they've been in, I think they'll be relieved that there's only, a month or so to go. We'll see. It was really poor at the weekend against Whitby by all accounts. So I think maybe a little bit of relief and a chance for them to rebuild over the summer. It'd be interesting to see what happens.
Now let's go to the teams at the coalface. There's four teams down there currently for three relegation spots. And this is the tricky time of the year for me, because I honestly don't like covering relegation at all. But it's a fact of life, isn't it, in football. Let's start off with Bradford Park Avenue. Bradford Park Avenue will be travelling to Ilkeston on Saturday. And we've already mentioned the Monday game at home to Radcliffe. The Radcliffe game's the very tricky one. Ilkeston, you know, as we've mentioned about mid-table sides, I don't think they're expected to get much from the Radcliffe game. Stranger things have happened. But what do you think for this weekend? They're going to have to aim for as many points as they can to state the obvious.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think that Ilkeston game will be a difficult one for them as well. As I mentioned, Ilkeston are in reasonable form. They're a good side. Yeah, I think it's very, very tricky for Bradford. But if they do manage to get a win, there is a chance for them to dump Basford into the bottom four and get out themselves. So there's the incentive. But yeah, I think two very tricky games.
Yeah, Stafford Rangers, what a result that was last week. And Stafford Rangers on Saturday will be taking on Workington, then travelling to playoff chasing Gainsborough Trinity on Monday. Stafford, 3 points away now, minus goal difference. That is still in Basford's favour. But Stafford Rangers, with the potential to get even closer now to safety. That was a big win for Stafford, wasn't it, last week?
Oh, huge. Tremendous result for them. They've got a lot of confidence from that. It looked a little bit earlier in the season like they were going to dig themselves out, and then they got mired again. And now it looks like again that they're rising upwards. And yeah, two interesting games, actually, over the Easter period. You would think with Workington's iffy away record, Stafford will be delighted to be at home for that game. I think they've got every chance. But Gainsborough away will be the tricky one. I think that will be extremely difficult. Gainsborough have only lost four times at home. Despite the nightmare start of the season they had, they were always strong at the North Home. So that'll be the trickier one. I think anything they can get there, they'll be delighted with.
Other Monday games, Atherton Colls. Atherton Colls, obviously, on Monday will be travelling to Workington. I mean, Atherton Colls, they are where they are in the league table, but they do have the potential to get to 40 points, which is equal to Bradford Park Avenue. So still very much involved. But this feels like a big weekend for Dave Chadwick's side, especially when you consider, and I've deliberately left this one out till now, Atherton Colls taking on Basford United on Saturday. Wow. Game of the weekend, that is game of the weekend.
It is, and I'd be really interested actually to know what Bradford or Stafford fans would think. Who are they supporting in this one? It is very interesting. I mean, that's the one that Atherton have probably been looking at for a little while now. It's a must win. It is a 6-pointer. We can use that expression now. We're at the business end. Huge, huge game. And I suppose equally Basford will think if they can get a win, you know, get something else over Easter as well. You know, that they're getting some breathing space if results go their way. Huge. You can't overhype that one. That is a massive, massive game.
It really is. And actually, there's one fixture remaining, which I've not mentioned yet, and that's purely so I can make a joke about it. Lancaster City against Bamber Bridge. Andrew Snaith, that, my friend, is a derby.
Thank you. I was going to ask.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a Lancashire derby right there. Joking aside, Lancaster, we mentioned it earlier, 15 points left on the table, 11 points from the playoffs. If they get 6 points this weekend, they may have the potential. You know, they're taking on Geisler. They've also got Warrington Rylands coming up, especially given the fact that other teams above them will be playing each other this weekend. But they need 6 points maximum, don't they, really?
It'll be a good game. I mean, but yes, if they can beat those two, then you know, I'll hold my hands up and say, yes, they are in a playoff challenge, but it will be a challenge.
Well, Andrew Snaith, a big thank you for joining us for that comprehensive fixture preview there. We're putting the show out this week slightly earlier, purely it's for Whitby Town's benefit, basically. Whitby Town taking on Ashton United on Friday. Big, big game there at Hurst Cross. The Monday game for Whitby Town. We mentioned it earlier, Whitby Town hosting Morpeth Town in what many people would describe as a North Sea derby. Yeah?
Well,
kind of works.
Yeah.
Kind of works.
North Seas, yeah.
It's just there, isn't it? It's just there. I'm pointing at it for you. It's just there. But Whitby Town Radio will be at both games if you can't make it in person. How could people tune in, Andrew?
Just bang Whitby Town Radio into your search engine and it will pop out there for live commentary available, not only Good Friday against Ashton, but as you mentioned, Monday for Whitby Town against Morpeth, Easter Monday, and I'll definitely be there. My little one's the mascot there, so I'm looking forward to it immensely.
Have a lovely day, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's show. Happy Easter to yourself and everyone at Whitby Town, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks, Ben. Happy Easter to you and yours, and thanks for having me back on the show.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for the MPL show for this week. A big thank you as well to James Hayes for joining us earlier. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.